We're resuming the interview, and Lena, I was asking, what were your parents doing around the time that you were born in 1944?
Well, Mum was home looking after my brother because Dad was out up north. And so Mum had to tend to my brother and was expecting me. And Dad worked on a market garden. And she had to milk the cow and do everything while Dad was away. And that was when I was born.
And how long was it before your father saw you?
I think it may have been after... I know he was away. I don't think he was away for a year, but he must have seen me after about 3 or 4 months, I think. I'm not quite sure on that, but yeah. I think so.
And I'll finish off talking about your family background. Can you tell me about your siblings?
Well, I have three. I have a brother, Jim, Egidio, called Jim, who is 5 years older than me. Then there's me. And then there's my brother, Silvano, born 5 years after me. And then 4 years after Silvano came Norina, and she now resides in Melbourne.
And in your own family, can you tell me about your husband and how his name and how you met?
Well, my husband came out when he was almost 20, and we knew that there was a new kid on the block, and my next door neighbour, which happened to be my first cousin, used to meet with these young lads that came from Italy, and he came out just for a short time, intended short time. And then, you know, our boar would accidentally go into next door neighbour's yard, and as young girls, that's what we did. We played with the boar and we met the boys that used to hang around next door. And that's how I met Louis.
And how old were you when you married?
I was 19 and... Oh, 19? Just going on for 20, but I was 19 in April and got married in... Oh, no, sorry, I got that wrong. Yeah, no, I got married in April and my birthday was in July, so I was about 19 and 8 months, yeah.
And where had Louis come from in Italy?
He had come from a place in Rosar, which is about 7 km from Bassano del Grappa, beautiful place in Italy. Yes.
And is similar or fairly close to the region where your parents came from?
Well, it's 20 km from where Louis comes from, but it borders Treviso. He is under Vicenza, but it borders Treviso, so not very far away.
And to complete the story about your family, you have a number of children.
I do. I have eight children, and whom I love dearly, and 13 grandchildren.
So you must have a busy life.
Always. Even though they're not here, it's always busy.
Well, thank you for giving that background, Lena. We're now going to talk about your parents and their arrival in Adelaide. So we'll begin with your father. Yes. When did he arrive?
I think it was 1938. I can't remember the month, might have been October in 38, I'm not quite sure.
And do you know why he came?
Well, he had his brothers here, especially one, Isidoro was here. I think he came in 1927, I'm not quite sure. Yes, and so he came out, better prospects. He was already married to my mum back in Italy, but wanted to come here and find work because there was nothing at home.
And it's interesting that he came before the war.
Exactly, yes, because war hadn't broken out then. Yes.
And when your father came, where did he live?
Well, I think this is some things that I don't know, but I think he lived with my Zio Isidoro. Now, I know Isidoro had a property at, where was it, Two Wells? Or was it? There was a property, and they lived in a train. I think so. Was it Two Wells? I'm not quite sure, but somewhere there, yeah. And so I don't know whether Dad lived there for a short time when he came back, but then he lived with Isidoro, and then he called Mum out, I think, and then they found this place on Valletta Road.
And there's some unusual circumstances with your mother's arrival.
Yes, very much so. My mum was stuck out in the middle of the ocean for about 10, not quite sure if it was 10 days, but because war broke out. And poor Dad had to travel every day down to Outer Harbour to see if she had arrived. And every day they would say no, she was stuck out in the middle of the ocean. So there they were. That's how Mum got back. It was hard for her with the baby on board. And
how old was your brother?
I think he was about 11 months, 11 to 12 months, yeah. So it was difficult for her because, you know, although they would have had a lot of it. And another thing, when they were on the boat, a lot of the men were repatriated. That's the thing I've just remembered. They were repatriated, and so there were these women, but the men were all sent back.
Oh, the ones on that boat?
Yes. A lot of them were repatriated, she said, when she, you know, she told us later on. Yes.
It must have been a very strange experience.
It was, yes.
Do you know if your mother brought any special items with her from Italy?
I can't remember that. I do not know whether she did bring back things. She might have brought back cooking stuff, but, you know, implements. I don't know that one.
Well, let's talk about you and your memories and being part of the family. Mm-hmm. What about your first memories?
Oh, my first memories were just being at the house, running up our beautiful mound was our cellar, but it was in front of the house, and we'd go up and down the mound, and that was my playing time. And then playing in the box thorns with my doll, making out it was a cubby house, preparing it, using tomato boxes to sit on, and working out in the gardens. I remember being awfully sick when I was 9 because Mum blamed me because I ate too many beans, but it wasn't that. I had the baddest bout of rheumatic fever when I was 9, and I remembered I was in bed for about 6 weeks, very, very sick. And I had been out, I remember it still vividly. I had been out it was a Friday, and it was very, very hot, and we were picking these green beans and eating them, of course, and Mum blamed me for, not intentionally blamed me, but she blamed me for eating too many beans, but it wasn't, it was just me. I got a touch of rheumatic fever, but yeah.
And that's a long time to be recuperating, isn't it?
It was.
For a young, healthy
yeah,
girl.
Yes. And that was my memories and playing with ball, playing on my by myself lots of times, but I was one of those that just enjoyed doing that.
And what was your house like? Can you describe that and where it was? First of all, where was it located in relation to Valletta Road?
Well, on the corner of Valletta Road and Findon Road, about 150 metres in, off the intersection of Findon and Valletta Road, but on Valletta Road. And it was like, as you would call it now, one of those transportable type homes. It wasn't, but it looked like that, you know, where you had your kitchen and then you had a bedroom and the bedroom led into another bedroom, and then there was another bedroom on at the front of the house with a bathroom that we had to heat the copper up for to have a bath. Our toilet was one of those old dunny toilets at the back, but that's how it was. And we had a big shed at the back and grapevines. That was my recollections of being on Valletta Road.
And what was the big shed used for?
Well, Dad used to store his sacks of stuff, his implements, and then we also had chickens and stuff on there, but that was what he... I remember we had a buckboard, it was called a buckboard then, and he used to wheel it, you know, drive it in there. And I always remember having sacks of Arnott's broken biscuits in there, always. And crates of apples, because Dad used to go to the market garden to sell his produce, and so we'd always have these apples. So because I was such a poor eater, my diet was apples and biscuits.
Doesn't sound very Italian, does it?
No, it doesn't. But that's the way it was.
And what do you remember about your parents' market garden on Valletta Road? What did they grow?
They grew mainly tomatoes and green beans. When it didn't produce tomatoes, they had green beans in there. I remember potatoes, where they didn't have the glass houses. They had potatoes.
So how many glass houses, roughly?
Oh, I'd say about... would there have been 10? I'm not quite sure. And I always remember that they had a little shed right in the corner on Findon Roadside where they had a pump, and that would be where the bore water came from. I always remember that little... For some reason, I always remember that little shed right away from the house on the other side of the property.
And you said earlier that you had a cow and that your mum milked it. What was the milk used for in your home?
Mum was a very good cook, and she would utilise every last bit of the milk. So she, with the cream, which produced very thick cream, she would make beautiful biscuits. Or she made her own butter. She made her own cheese with the milk. Used for grating, used for eating, but most of all, those biscuits were absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
And did they have a name?
No, it was just one of those biscuits. But there was also the crostoli. Crostoli were different, but yes, they were just Mum's twisted biscuits, we used to call them. That's right, I remember that now, twisted biscuits.
And did your mum also work in the garden?
All the time, yes. She worked in the garden, and she'd get up early, get us off to school, and then she would go off to work. And I remember She would take my sister to work with her in the market garden. And my brother would say, the brother, Silvano, after me, he would say to Mum, "Mum, do you think I could look after Narina today? Because I know you're busy," because he didn't want to go to school. So, and she'd say, "No, not today." But yes, yeah, so she'd just wheel the pram just to the glass houses. But then she'd come home, she'd make lunch for Dad. And then she would finish early and Dad would stay on. Yeah.
Did your land go down to the river?
No, it stopped at a place called Keel, where Keel was. There was another lot of land. That would have been Ballantyne's land, I think, yes.
So who else were your neighbours? What, the Ballantynes?
The Ballantynes were one removed from us. There was the Keels, and then there was Yickley on the corner. Next door to us.
And you told me about Yickley and his hospitality.
Every night, almost every night, my brother and I would have a race. And he would say, "I'd get there first, Lena." So we'd go race down, because it was about, it was an alleyway, so it would have been about 100 metres in from the road. And it was like a shed converted to his kitchen, to his living area and whatever. And he would invite us. My brother would eat everything, but I just ate the fried rice, which was, I think, soy sauce, but it was just a wonderful sauce. And I still, to this day, do not know what it was, but it was beautiful.
And what was his house like?
Well, it was just a tin shed, but he had his kitchen. And I never, ever went to the bedroom, but I presume it was there at the back somewhere. But it was just like an open shed, and he'd have ducks at the back, and he'd have all his wonderful products out there, and he would grow his own stuff, as you know, own veggies as well.
And what sort of veggies did he grow?
I don't really know what he sold, but I know he had them for the house, but I don't know whether he had garden vegetables. I can't remember that.
So he was on one side?
He was on the side towards the beach, going towards the beach. So that's the western side, yes, the western side of us. But because he was down the alleyway, you couldn't really see, well, I couldn't see at the time what he was growing, and I don't think Mum or Dad ever mentioned it.
And who else would have been neighbours to your family?
Well, there was the West, Mr. West, and then the Burnos, and then the Mercurios across the road. There was, on the corner, the Rossitanos were on the other corner where we were, opposite corner, was the Rossitanos worked that land. And then there were the Reckies on the Findon Road side of the land, yes. So
the landscape in that area was very much market gardens. It was when all, you were growing up.
It was all market gardens, yes, it was all market garden. And Alvaletta Road was just a little strip of asphalt with lots of potholes on the side, and it's good, man. My first, and the recollections of that road was the ice cream van. The ice cream van although it was just all potholes, the ice cream van every Sunday would come down the road with the horse and cart, and you know, he would ring his bell, and I think he was a Greek guy from memory, and he would ring his bell and we'd go out and get a cone of ice cream. It was lovely. You know, that was my first recollection of Valletta Road as such. Yeah.
And what kinds of things were important to your parents, do you think?
Good food. Lots of friends.
Who would have been their friends?
Or everyone around the area would have been their friends. The Ballastrons, the Piovesons, the Marcioros, the Zampans, the Tonelatos, the Burnos, everyone around that area were friends. And then they were all related in some way with being godparents to their families, and so it went on with that. So
the social occasions were important to your parents?
Oh, very, yes. And then church. The church was a good another way.
Where was the church that your parents went to?
Captain Cook Avenue, because the Italian one wasn't established then. The Mater Christi wasn't established. My dad was involved with the church. I remember he was part of a carnivale that we dressed up a cart, decked it all up with flowers and things, and they drove it from, well, they took it from our house to the church, and they all climbed on, all these young guys climbed on it. And then they had these greasy pole competition. So, you know, so it was excellent. Like, that was a form of entertainment.
And when you said Captain Cook Avenue, of course, the suburb is Flinders Park.
Flinders Park in Captain Cook Avenue. That's what we... It's St. Joseph's, actually. St. Joseph's.
And did your parents have vehicles? Like, you had the buckboard?
We had the buckboard. I remember that. And then we had... I think Dad changed, but that was later on when he, because he also had a market garden on Findon Road.
The same time?
No.
When did you move?
When I was about 12, so that would make it, how many years ago?
have been 1956?
Yes. About 1956, roughly, yes, we moved to Findon Road, and off Findon Road, about 400 metres, which is now the Flinders Park Oval, that's where Dad had his land. And, yes, so I think we transgressed to a Fiat then, but before that it was a buckboard. It was a green buckboard, but that buckboard used to take everyone to dances, and I remember going with Louie in the back of the buckboard and all the young guys that from that era that came over, and we'd go off to dances, and which were part of the church. This is what I mean, the church was important.
Was the priest Italian at the church?
No, his name was...
But the Italian community made it an important centre.
A centre, because then, at that time, well, later on, not quite when I was a bit older, just before I got married, actually, the priests from St. Francis at Newton were Italian, so they used to sometimes come and say Mass at our local church, and so this is where it also created more of a social more of social outings, yes.
And in your family, what were some of the traditions that you remember as you were growing up?
One I remembered most vividly is the Christmas tree, because we had a big pine tree out the front on Belletta Road, and Dad would go and, cut off a branch, and Mum would, or Dad would put it in a bucket full of sand, and Mum would dress it up either with material or something down the bottom so it would hide the bucket, and then because there weren't a lot of decorations, she would put up some balloons or she never made anything that I remember, but it was also always made out of either balloons and lollies, and the most important thing were cherries. When you could find them then, those double stem cherries where you can just hang, and that was just a tradition that my mum had and that I carry on with at now. Yes, and that was one of the things. And making crostoli and biscuits and pasta, and that's one tradition. Another tradition was, that's mainly the one I remember.
The crostoli, can you explain what they are?
Well, crostoli are beautiful wafer thin pastries sprinkled with either icing sugar or plain sugar, but my mum's secret was also to always to grind her sugar, and we'd use ground sugar on top of them, not icing sugar. She would grind hers.
How did she grind the sugar?
She had a grinder, and she would, and which I have still in my pantry, and that I use all the time to grind the sugar. That's purposely just to grind the sugar.
We're just going to pause the interview again.